The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Small businesses employ more than 60% of the workforce in Latin America and the Caribbean, but the region has a poor track record promoting them. That's a big reason the State Department has launched a project pairing those businesses' owners with U.S. mentors. WLRN's Nadege Green spent time with two of the program's fellows from Brazil and Haiti who came to Miami.
I think it's really important to show how we exist in Brazil as a black identity because we are really strong.
Thais Pinheiro runs the Rio de Janeiro company Conectando Territorios, Connecting Territories. It gives guided historical tours of Afro-Brazilian communities like Quilombos, settlements founded by the descendants of slaves.
That's why I decided to study tourism, as a way to preserve the culture as well. It's a way to approach and connect people from the history and memory of those territories and the history.
But Brazil's tourism industry, focused on beaches and bikinis, soccer and samba, doesn't exactly go out of its way to foster businesses like hers. That's why this month she was sitting in the Coral Gables office of Dragonfly Expeditions. Dragonfly creates cultural tours too, in South Florida neighborhoods like Little Havana. It has a lot to teach Pinheiro about building a successful business in that particular tourism niche.
It was really important for me to understand how the tourism industry works here in Miami.
And important to the U.S. State Department. Last year, it started the Young Leaders of the Americas initiative to nurture entrepreneurs like Pinheiro, who this year is one of the program's 250 fellows. One of her mentors here is Dragonfly CEO Charles Kropke. He says he gets where Pinheiro wants to go with her tourism campaign, beyond the beaches to tell a community's narrative.
I think that more and more people are looking for differentiation. They're looking to experience, you know, what's different about a place, what's the real history in the background. And you just can't leave out groups of people, you know, that are part of the landscape.
But Kropke also counseled Pinheiro on how to more effectively monetize that interest, not just for her company, but for the people in the communities she's showcasing. Dragonfly, for example, makes sure the tourists it buses into Little Havana not only learn Cuban heritage, but eat and shop there too. Pinheiro says she wants her tours to create a financial lifeline for the often overlooked families living in Brazil's Quilombos.
This kind of tourism is a way to generate income from the communities. So they have their own restaurants, and they have their own guide.
Generating income for communities is also at the heart of what Miguelito Jerome does. He's a visiting fellow from Haiti.
You know, in Haiti, there is a really high unemployment rate, and it's increasing. So I have a lot of friends that have to leave the country because there are no more jobs.
Jerome created a website called 500 Goud.com. Goud is Haiti's currency. 500 Goud, or 500 Goud, is about $8. For Haitian Mother's Day, he teamed up with florists in Haiti. They listed flower packages online and marketed them to the Haitian diaspora for delivery in Haiti.
Took the flowers, put them online, and the person, you're here in the United States, you pick a flower, you pay the flower from here, and we deliver the flower for you. I mean, it went viral.
Here's another reason why startups like Jerome's matter. Many of his friends, IT professionals, business people with graduate degrees, are leaving Haiti for countries like Chile.
It's a brain drain, actually.
As a Young Leaders Fellow, Jerome is being mentored here by fellow Haitian Donat Saint-Jean, who runs the Dade Institute of Technology in North Miami-Dade.
There might be hundreds of people in Haiti that have the same strength, the same capability, the same knowledge, and then they can't find someone to partner with, to talk to, you know, to have, you know, to get advice from, okay, in order for them to, you know, to grow.
The Young Leaders of the Americas initiative hopes the partnerships the fellows find in the U.S. will bear economic fruit when they return home. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And I'm Tim Padgett. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.